Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, Kothfang to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Yud Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chet Madalath at the Mishnah. Sanhedrin Gedoyla Haitha Shoshivim Ve'echad Ukutana Shel Esim Ve'Shloisha. The great Sanhedrin consisted of 21 judges, and the small one consisted of 23 judges. Minayna Gedoyla Shehu Shoshivim Ve'echad, Shinema Asfali Shivim Ish Mezikna Yisrael Ve'Moshe Al Gabeim Ha'we Shivim Ve'echad. What's the source for the great Sanhedrin consisting of 71? The Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Pe'ek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin, gather for me 70 men from the elders of Israel, with Moshe as the head, as we learn from the next Pasuk, and they will bear with you the burden of the nation, and this total 71. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shivim, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's actually 70, because the Pasuk, and they will bear with you, merely teaches that the elders have to be similar to Moshe in their lineage and in their traits. Rabbi Nain Lekatana Shisho Esim Ushloisha, Shinei of Shofto Eida Vitzilo Eida, Eida Shefetes Eida Metzeles, Harei Esim. The question is, what's the source for the small Sanhedrin consisting of 23 judges? The Pasuk says in Bamidbar, in Perek Lamed Hei Psukim Chof Dalet and Chof Hei, and they shall judge the congregation, and they will save the congregation. A congregation which is 10 judges will judge, and a congregation which is also 10 judges will save, and that makes a total of 20 judges. Uminan Shehi Le'ida La'asor Shneema Ad Masai Le'ida Ra'azoyf Yotze Yoshua V'Kalev. What's the source that the word Eida mean, of which is congregation, means 10 people? Because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, in Perek Yudalad, Pasuk of Zion, how long will there be this evil congregation? And it's in reference to the spies who came back from the land of Israel with a bad report. There were 12 spies, but two of them did not sin, Yeshua and Kalev, and the Pasuk is addressing the rest of them, meaning 10 people. Uminayin lavi oid shloisha, so now we have 20. How do we know the last 23? The remaining three. Mimasha shenema leisiyah ech achay rabim levoith, shemeh ani sha'amah haya imahem letova. What's the source for the other three judges? Because the Pasuk says in Shmos Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Beis, you should not follow after the majority to do evil. I learned that I should not follow the majority to do evil, but to do good, I should follow the majority. If so, why did the Pasuk then also specifically need to say at the end to follow after the majority? The answer is, Loik hachiyoscha l'tova, hachiyoscha l'ra. Hachiyoscha l'tova, api eid echad, o l'ra, api shnayim. Ein beis in shokol, moisiv maleim oid echad, So why do we have to have this extra phrase to follow after the majority? Is the way you follow the bad should not be as you follow the good. Following the majority for the good can be done with a majority of only one. For the bad, two are required as a majority. Therefore, two extra judges are required in addition to the first 20 in order that there will be potentially 12 against 10 to save an innocent man. However, Beis Din must always comprise of an odd number, so there must be 23 judges. How many people must live in a city for it to have a small Sanhedrin? Meya ve'esrim, 120. At least 120. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Masayim u'shloishim, kedei sarei asareis. Rabbi Nechemya says there needs to be at least 230 people, so that each judge of the 23 should preside over 10 people of the city. That was the end of the mission. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ne'ma kan eida, v'ne'ma alon, ad masai leida ra, ma leida amur la'alon asor, afkan asor. Rabbi Abba of Yasa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says the following Gezer Shavu is used to expound that 10 men are needed in order to perform any public holy matter, such as reciting Kaddish, Kedusha, or Borchu. The word Eida, congregation, is used here in Vayikra, in Perek Yutef Pasuk Bay, speak to all of the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them that you shall be holy. And the word Eida is also used again, as we've had in Bamidbar, in Perek Yudalad, in Pasuk Chavzayin, about the spies, how long will there be this evil congregation? Just as there were 10 evil spies, so too, in matters of holiness, it requires 10 people. Amr Simon, Ne'ma kan toich, ve'ne'ma la'alon toich, ma'toich she'ne'ma la'alon asor, afkan asor. A different makor, the Simon says the word toich, in the midst, is used here in Vayikra, Pe'echof Beis, Pasuk, Lamed Beis. I will be sanctified in the midst of the children of Israel. And the word toich is used there in Bereishis, in Perek Mem Beis, in Pasuk Hei, and the children of Israel came to buy amidst those who came. Just as there were 10 sons of Yaakov who came, as Yosef was already in Mitzrayim and Binyamin didn't come, so too I will be sanctified in the midst requires 10 people. Amri Rabbi Yasa Berubun, in Mitoich Adjalifla Sagin Inun. Rabbi Yasa Berubun he rejects this. He says, if you are learning from amidst those who came, there were many people that came. And Nema kam b'nei Yisrael, v'nema la'alon b'nei Yisrael, v'yavo b'nei Yisrael, l'shaber v'goymer, ma b'nei Yisrael, sh'nema la'alon asor, afkan asor. The alternative answer should be, therefore, that rather the words B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel, used here in Vayikra, in Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Lamed Beis, I will be sanctified in the midst of the children of Israel. And the words of Bnei Yisrael are used there in Brachos in Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Hey, and the children of Israel came to buy amidst those who came. Just as there were 10 sons of Yaakov who came, so too I will be sanctified, requires 10. And the Gemara continues, Pisco, Minayin Labi, Oid Shloisha V'chulei. The Mishnah taught, what's the source for the other three judges in addition to the 20? Tani, we have a Braitha, Amar B'Shem Ben Gamliel, V'Roshuena Lo Yehayu Choismim Al Ksubas Noshim Kesheiroith, El Kehanan Levim V'Yisraelim Mesiim L'Kohona. Originally, says Roshuena Gamliel, only Kehanan Levim and Yisraelim, who were they themselves permitted to marry women proven to be of good lineage, would sign as witnesses on the marriage documents of such women. Amar B'Yosi V'Roshuena Lo Yehayu Machleikis B'Yisrael El Sanhedrin Shoshivim Ve'Echad Haisa Yosheves V'Lishchas Agozis. Originally, says Rabbi Yosi, dispute would never endure among the Jews, as the Sanhedrin of 71 sat in Lishchas Agozis and resolved all the disputes. Ushnei batei dinim shel esrim ushloisha hayoyoshim echad bechel veechad behar bayis. And there were two batei dinim of 23 judges that would sit, one in the chel and one on the Temple Mount. Ubatei dinim shel shloisha veesrim hayoyoshim mechol hayoyos eretz Yisrael, and batei dinim of 23 would also sit in all of the cities of the land of Israel. Tzorech echa mehem lish'ol dvar halacha hayabar v'shoyla bebeithin tibi'iroi im shamu amulai v'iloi If a person needed to ask a question in Jewish law, he would ask the Beis Din of 23 judges in his city. If they had heard the answer from their rabbis, they would tell him the ruling, but if not, the questioner and the greatest judge of that Beis Din would go and ask in the next closest Beis Din. Im shamu amulai v'imloi hayahu umufla shalehen boim v'sholen oisa Beis Din shebahar ba'is. If that Beis Din had the answer, they would tell him, and if not, then the questioner and the greatest judge of that Beis Din would go and ask the Beis Din on the Temple Mount. If that Beis Din had heard the answer, they would tell him, and if not, the questioner and the greatest judge of that Beis Din would go and ask the Beis Din in the chel at the entrance of the courtyard. If that Beis Din had heard the answer, they would tell him, and if not, the questioner and the Beis Din of the Chel would go and ask the Beis Din HaGadol in the Lishchas HaGadol, from which the Torah came forth to all of Yisrael, because the Pasuk says in Devarim, in Perek Yudzayin Pasuk Yud, from the place that Hashem chose. Sanhedrin shel Lishchas HaGadol, af pi shehayfa shoshivim ve'echad, la yepechusim me'esim v'shloisha. The Sanhedrin in the Lishchas HaGadol, even though there were potentially as many as 71, there can never be a hearing with less than 23 of them. If one of the judges needed to leave, he would first need to check that there were at least 23 without him. They would sit in court from the morning, in the early morning, from the time that the Kohanim sacrificed the first daily Tomid offering until the Tomid of the second Tomid offering of the day in the late afternoon. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they would sit in the study hall on the Temple Mount, that it would not look as if they were judging monetary and capital cases. Nishula alocha, im shomu amulahem, vim loy, oimdim alaminion, rabu hamzakin zihu, rabu hamachayvin chayvu, rabu matarin tiru, rabu matamim timu, shimisham, toyo yotze, rabachas chol Yisrael. If they were asked a question, if they heard an answer, they would say it. Otherwise, they counted up the judges. If the majority found him to be exempt, he would be exempt. To be liable, he will be liable. If the majority found to be guilty of a capital offence, he's guilty. If they found him innocent, he will be innocent. If the majority found to be pure, he's pure. Impure, he's impure. It's through this that the Torah is made known amongst all of Yisrael. Mishu Rabu Tamadi Shammai V'Hillel Shulay Shimshu Rabbeihem Kasorcham Rabu Machloikas B'Yisrael V'Nasu Shtei Torahs. With a number of students of Shammai and Hillel who had not sufficiently served their teachers and fully understood the meaning behind the laws, dispute increased among Yisrael and the two groups became as two Torahs. From there, the great Sanhedrin would send messages throughout the land of Israel, and whoever that was found to be wise, not searching for honor, calm, content, non-materialistic, humble, well-balanced, of good inclination and successful, they would seat him in the Beis Din that was on the Temple Mount, and then in the Beis Din Nechel, and then in the Beis Din HaGadol, and in Lishchas HaGadol. Sanhedrin Hoysach, Kachatzi Goyin Agula, Va'anossi HaYoshe Be'emsa, Kadeshu Royin Oisai, Veshamrin Koiloi. The Sanhedrin was seated in a half circle, and the Nossi sat in the middle, so they could all see and hear him. אמר בלעזר בבסדוק, בשעיה רבן גמליאל יושב ביבנה, היה אבא ואחיו יושב מימיני וזקן משמאלי, מפני מה אחד יושב מימינו של זקן, מפני כבוד הזקן. בלעזר בבסדוק said that when רבן גמליאל sat as a nasi in Yavne, my father בבסדוק, who was Av Beis Din, and my uncle sat to his right and the elders to his left, why did the Av Beis Din sit to the right of the nasi? As respect for the nasi. כמה הן שושי ישראל? שבע ריבוי ושמונת אלפים ושש מאות. שרי אלפים, שש מאות, שרי מאות, שישים, שישה אלפים, ושרי חמישים, 12,000, שרי עשורת, 60,000, נמצאו שבטי ישראל, שבע ריבוי ושמונת אלפים ושש מאות. How many judges were appointed by Moshe Rabbeinu? 78,600, it's 600 leaders of thousands, 6,000 leaders of hundreds, 12,000 leaders of fifties, and 60,000 leaders of tens. My timer de Rabban, I should say. What's the Rabban's reasoning in the Mishnah? The city has to have 120 people in order to be able to qualify to have a small Sanhedrin. The Gemara answers, V'hu she'e sham based into Esim v'shloisha, and it should now say, U'sholosh shorosho Esim v'shloisha, Hare Tishin, V'talti, V'asor batlonim, Shabbos HaKnesses, Hare Meya, V'trei, U'shnei Sofrim, U'shnei Chazonim, V'anidoinim, V'aedim, V'zoimeyem, V'zoimey, V'zoimeyem, and then it should say, U'shnei Gaboim, U'shlishi, L'chalek Astoka, V'roife, U'man, Lavla, U'melamed, Tinoikos. The answer is 23 of them are the judges, the three rows of 23, that makes 92, and the 10 people hired by the community to be present in the synagogue to guarantee the quorum needed for the trilos, which makes 102. There are also two court scribes, two beadles, two litigants, two witnesses, two who came to disqualify them, and two who could come to disqualify them, two charity collectors, and a third to be able to give out the charity, which requires three, a blood letter, a scribe, and a school teacher, and this totals 120 people. Rebbe Oimim Mosayim Veshivim Veshiva, my timer Rebbe, Vuhu Shie Sham Shnei Masa Sanhedrin Shnei Masa Shvatim. The question is, the Mishnah said that Rebbe says that 277 people are required to inhabit the city, and what's the reasoning of Rebbe? The answer is it's equivalent to the number of judges in the smaller Sanhedrin of 23. For each of the 12 tribes, it's 23 times 12 is 276, and an additional person who heads them makes 277. And then we said in the Mishnah, Moshe al Gabehem, that Moshe was head over the 70 elders, making 71, which is the number of judges in the Great Sanhedrin. Dvatakana, Asa Moshe, Beshasha Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pekoyed Kol Bachor, Zachar B'Vnei Yisrael. Moshe made an enactment to avoid dispute. When Hashem told him in Bamidbar, in Perek Gimel, in Pasuk Mem, count every firstborn male of the children of Israel, and the total, according to the Pasuk, in Pasuk Mem Gimel, is 22,273. On the other hand, according to Pasuk Lamateth, there were 22,000 Levim. Hashem told Moshe in Psukim Mem Gimel Mem Dal Mem Hey, take the Levim instead of all the firstborns amongst the children of Israel, and the Levim shall be mine, I am Hashem. As for the 273 of the children of Israel who require redemption, who are in excess of the Levim, you should take 5 shekels per head. Amar Eiza Mekabel Alav Liten Chamisha Shkalim Nagugolis. Moshe then said, who would volunteer to be one of these 277 to give 5 shekels for the redemption? Ma'asa, so what did he do? Notal Shnaim Usvesim Elef Pitkin V'Kosav Aleim Ben Levi V'Reish Ayin Gimel Kosav Aleim Chamisha Shkalim V'Tilam L'Karofi V'Amalahu Bo Utlu Pitkechem. So he took 22,000 cards and wrote on them Levite, and on 273 he wrote 5 shekels and put them all in a box. He then told all the Levim to come and draw one of the cards. Kol Misha Ala B'Yadei Ben Levi Haya Oimelai Kva Padacha Ben Levi V'Kol Misha Haya Oile B'Yadei Chamesh Shkolim Haya Oimelai Ma'eh Selecha Min HaShemayim. Whoever drew out Levite, Moshe told him that he'd already been redeemed. And whoever drew out 5 shekels, Moshe said to him, what can I do? It's from heaven. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Chemya Meisev Tanya Lechavaya Elu Kesavtani Levi Silkus. Yehuda and Rav Nechemya were discussing it, and one asked the other, and it's clear from the Medrash that it was Rav Nechemya who asked Rav Yehuda, those 273 could still claim that had he written Levi in all of them, we would all have been exempt from redemption. Elakach Asa, rather, what did he do? Moshe Rabbeinu did the following. Nato Shneim, Shneim Be'efim Elef Pitzkin, V'kosav Levi, V'reshayin Gimel, V'kosav Aleim Levi, V'reshayin Gimel, V'kosav Aleim Chamesh Eshkolim, V'tilam L'kalfi, Amalehem Bo, V'tolu Pitkechem. While Moshe took 22,000 cards and wrote on them Levi, and he took 273 and also wrote on them Levi, and 273 and wrote on them 5 shekels and put them all in the box. He then told them to draw one for themselves. Kol Misha Ala B'yadei Levi, Amalei Kva Padetcha Ben Levi. Whoever drew out Levite, Moshe told him that he'd already been redeemed, and whoever drew out 5 shekels, Moshe told him, what can I do? It from heaven. Rabbi Yehuda said to Nehemiah back, he rejected, he said, if they would have all drawn out Levite, none of the 273 would have redeemed themselves. Amalei, so Rabbi Nehemiah answered, no, ma'ase neis haya, there was a miracle that none of them drew out Levite. Amrav Shmuel, abdaita de Tanya, the Tanaya Auraya, Maisa Nisim, Abdaita the Tanya Kadmaya, Eina Maisa Nisim. Rav Shmuel says the question, only according to Ibn Nehemiah was it a miracle, but not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Kulohin Maisa Nisim Hayu Masuragim Alu answers, both agree that it was a miracle, but the 273 drew their cards that said 5 shekels while there were still cards in the box that said Levite, thereby avoiding the complaints of those Levim. And Angatus Hegemoin Charles of Yochanan ben Zakkai, Bechlal Chaserim, Refat Yeserim. The question the Roman officer Angatus asked to Rechem and Zaki is, in the general calculation of the Levim, it says in Bamidbar, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Lamates, all of the calculation of the Levim, 22,000. But if you add up the numbers of each family separately, there were more, because Gershon was 7,500, Kath was 8,600, Merari was 6,200, making a total of 22,300. Oysim Shalash Meis Yaseirim B'chayri Kahuna Hayu Ve'ein Kodesh Moitzi Kodesh. The answer of Yochanan ben Zakkai says that those 300 were themselves firstborn Levim who were not able to redeem other firstborns. Kiyotzeboi v'yomer Hashem al Moshe asfa li shivim ish mezikne Yisrael. Amar Moshe imetol shisha mikol shevet harei shivim ushnayim. Es asora mishisha ushnayim mechamisha eizu shevet mekabel alav liyos pogum. Similarly, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar in Perek Yudalef Pasuk Tezayin, Hashem said to Moshe, gather for me 70 men from the elders of Israel. And Moshe said, well, if I take 6 elders from each tribe, that will make 72. So I have to take 10 from 6 tribes and 2 from 5 tribes in order to make 70, which the tribes will only contribute 2 elders. Ma'asa notal shivim pitzkin, v'kosav aleihem zokein ushnaim chalak v'etilam lekalfi. What did he do? He took 70 cards and wrote on them the word elder, and he left 2 blank and also put those cards in and put all the cards into the box. Amalehen. And he told them, Bo v'tolu pitkeichem, come and take your cards. Kol she'ala b'yadei zaken haya imelai menucha min ha'shamayim. V'chol mi she'ala b'yadei chalak haya imelai u'ma'aser min ha'shamayim hu. He would tell anyone who drew out the word elder, you were appointed by heaven. And he told whoever drew out a blank, what can I do? It's from heaven, it's not me. Rav Yehuda v'Ibn Nechemya meisiv tana lechavaya ilu kasaftani zaken silkas. Rav Yehuda and Ibn Nechemya were discussing it, and according to the Medrash Tanchume, it was Ibn Nechemya who asked Rav Yehuda. One of those who received blanks could claim that had there been 72 cards, he would have been appointed as an elder. Ela kach asa, rather, Moshe Rabbeinu did as follows. Natal shivim ushnayim pitkin, v'kazav aleim zaken, ushnayim chalokim, v'etilem lekarfi, amar lehen bo utlu pitkeichem. Moshe took 72 cards and wrote on the words elder, and an additional 2 he added also and left them blank, and he invited the people to draw a card. Whoever drew out the word elder, Moshe told him, you've already been appointed by heaven, and the one who drew out a blank, he said, what can I do? It's from heaven. Rav Yehuda rejects Rav Nechemya's explanation, says like this, that if they would have all drawn out the word elder, wouldn't they all have become elders? Because there are actually 72 cards that had the word elder on, and the Torah says it needs to be 70. Amalei, Rav Nechemya said back, Ma'asinism haya umasargin alu, there was a miracle that 2 of them drew blanks. Amrav Shmuel, kishisei koimei Rabbi Abo, aldaita detanea achraya, ma'asinism aldaita detanea kadmaya eina ma'asinism. Shmuel asked, I asked Rabbi Abo only according to Ibn Nechemya was it a miracle, but not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei, so Rabbi Abo said to Shmuel, Ma'asa nisim hayu mesuragim alu, both agree actually that it was a miracle, that even when the elder cards were still in the box, the last 2 took blanks. Shal Angatus Hagmoin Rabbi Yochum in Zakkai, Moshe Rabchem oi ganav haya, oi loy haya baki b'cheshbon, techziv bekala gugoylis, in tabid kintura mea litra v'chad min ishta ganav. So now a second question that the Roman officer Angatus asked of Yochanan ben Zakkai. He said, your teacher Moshe was either a thief or he didn't know how to calculate, because the Pasuk says in Shmois, in Perek Lamaches Pasuk Chavav, a beka per head has to be given. Now, the number of people who gave the half shekel was 603,550. The previous pasuk also says that the total amount of the money raised from the half shekels was 100 kikar, 100 talents, and 1,775 shekels. Now, if you calculate that a kikar at the time was equal to 100 liters, then it appears that Moshe took 1/6 of the money for himself, chas v'shalom, because a liter is 25 shekels, so for every kikar, there were 100 liter, which is 2,500 shekels. Therefore, the 100 kikars is 250,000 shekels, with an additional 1,775 shekels, as per the pasuk, totaling 251,775 shekels. However, if 603,550 people gave half a shekel, there should have actually been 301,775 shekels, and therefore there's a discrepancy here of 50,000 shekels that does not appear in the total that was collected, and that's why the Roman officer Angertus suggested that Moshe was chas v'shalom either a thief or he didn't know how to make the calculation. Alternatively, if the kikar at the time was equal to 60 liters, then he took half the money. Because as we said earlier, there were 25 shekels in each litra, so 60 liters was 1,500 shekels. Therefore, 100 kikars was 150,000 shekels, making a total of 151,775 shekels instead of the expected 301,775 shekels. It's half the money gone. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai answered to Angertus Amalei, Moshe Rabban Gizba Ne'eman Uboki Becheshbon Hoya. Moshe Rabbeinu was a faithful treasurer and he knew how to calculate, because the liter of hektish is actually 50 shekels rather than 25 shekels, and therefore a kikar of 60 liters contains 3,000 shekels and 100 kikars is 300,000 shekels. Added to this was the 1,775 shekels with which they made the boards, as we said above, and therefore the total mentioned in the pasuk is the same as expected amount given by 603,550 people, which is 301,775 shekels. Amarle and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also brought a proof, Va'akziv, Nechoshes Atnufa, Shivim, Kikar, Va'idolon, Salkin, Tishin, Vashis Litrin, Itzavidle, Putrut. The pasuk says in Pasuk Choftes, the copper of the waving was 70 kikars and 2,400 shekels. If you calculate 2,400 shekels in liters that each contains 25 shekels, there were 96 liters. If a kikar is 60 liters, then there was one kikar plus another 36 liters, which is one kikar plus 900 shekels. Now, if that's the case, why didn't the pasuk state that the copper was 71 kikars and 900 shekels, rather than 70 kikars and 2,400 shekels? Therefore, it can't be that there are 1,500 shekels in a kikar, rather there were 60 double liters in a kikar, so that a kikar was 3,000 shekels, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai explained before. Amarle, and Angertus said back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mishum delay salik kintura, v'intema de salik kintura, palgaganav. It's not because the liter of hektish is 50 shekels, really it's 25 shekels, but the kikar was 100 liters, not 60 liters, meaning that there were 2,500 shekels in a kikar, and therefore there's no proof to our explanation, and Moshe was a thief. And you can even say that there were 60 liters in the kikar and 25 shekels in each liter, and the whole kikar is 2,400 shekels. And the reason it was written as 70 kikars and 2,400 shekels rather than 71 was because it was better to list the number of kikars as a round number of 70 and simply add the 71st in the form of shekels. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to Angertus, Va'akziv v'esa elef v'ushva ma'ois ha'me'ois v'chamisha v'shivim v'aydeloin salkin shivim v'chad litrin v'at avid le'putrut. Yochanan ben Zakkai said, but the pasuk earlier in Pasuk Chof Ches says, and from the 1,775 he made hooks for the pillars. The pasuk only mentioned shekels, but not kikars. But if you transfer the 1,775 shekels into litra with 25 shekels per litra, there were 71 litra. Therefore, there was a kikar of 60 litra plus another 11 litra. If so, why didn't the pasuk describe them as a kikar and 275 shekels? Rather, it has to be that the kikar of hektish was double that of a regular kikar, so that 1,775 shekels was not the whole kikar. Amalei, Angertus said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Meshum delay salik kintra pal gaganef, intema de salik kintra pal gaganef, it should say. It's not true that the hektish kikar was double, rather a kikar contained 100 regular litra. So that a kikar was 2,500 shekels, so 1,775 shekels was not a whole kikar, and that's why it was not added to the 70 kikars to make 71. So in fact, Moshe did steal 1/6, or you could say that a kikar contained 60 regular litras, and 1,775 shekels was a whole kikar, but the pasuk didn't say one kikar because it was too small a number to mention, rather, and actually Moshe stole a half of the money. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to Angertus, Va'akziv, Va'shekel esim geira, esim shkalim, chamisha ve'esim shkalim, asara ve'chamisha shekel amana yelachem. The pasuk says about the 8 measures that were used in the base of Mikdash in Yechezkel, in Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Yud Beis, the shekel will be 20 geira. 20 shekels and 25 shekels and 15 shekels will be your mana. Now, mana is a litur, and it's clear from this pasuk that it consisted of 20 and 25 and 15, which makes 60 shekels. However, this pasuk refers to the times of Yechezkel, when Chazal added a sixth to the weight of a mana, but before that, there were 50 shekels in a mana or litra. Kikar shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kafel haya, and this proves that the kikar of Hekdesh is double the size of a regular kikar, because a regular kikar has in it 1,500 shekels, and Hekdesh has 3,000 shekels. And if so, the amount of shekels used for the Mishkan was the same as was collected. Amalei, Angeter said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, "Give b'neimam ubaki b'cheshbon haya." I admit that Moshe was a faithful treasurer, and he did know how to calculate.